The final results of an audit into Darien Public Schools' special education program has uncovered an assortment of problems that go beyond Darien. There could be billions of state and federal dollars going to school districts to pay for special education services that never existed. Darien got over $200,000 in state and federal money for special education services it never delivered. The audit found that one of the wealthiest towns in the wealthiest nation had horrendous record keeping. There were no time logs to see if consultants were actually doing their jobs. There were poor directions written into students' education plans. There was no proof that kids with disabilities were actually being educated. Unless, of course, their parents had documents. The auditors, Cohn Resnick, interviewed a few parents who had kept emails and other records that showed their kids weren't being educated properly. The auditors found that about $20,000 in services were not given to their kids, but money for those services was given to the district by the state. During the year they audited, there were about 600 families who had kids in special ed, but the auditors only interviewed a handful of parents. Andrew Feinstein is an attorney who represented 25 Darien parents who won a complaint filed against the district for violations of special education law.
The real blame lies with the State Department of Education. They're the ones who dispense millions of dollars in excess cost reimbursement to school districts. This is public money, and they have an obligation to do serious audits of what school districts are billing them for.
These problems are district-wide and are likely occurring across the nation. The National Council on Disability found that all states have violated federal special education law, but that enforcement has been virtually non-existent. State and federal authorities have not responded to requests for comment. David DeRoche, WNPR News.